Hello, patrons. This is a quick on-the-fly type podcast. I'm not, you know, going to spend hours writing and deliberating over it. I'm just going to chuck it out there. I wanted to tell you some news that the problem with me is I kind of think, well, I've put it on Twitter, I've put it on Facebook. Surely everybody who wants to know about it now knows about it. But of course, that's not the case. You know, many people don't have Twitter and Facebook. My wife doesn't have Twitter and Facebook. So if she didn't get it straight from me, she wouldn't know anything. And anyway, yeah, I was chatting to a lovely chap today, Svat in Russia. He's a patron, and he availed of his $10 patron call to me today. And we had a lovely chat, as I say, and I told him the news, and he didn't know it, you know, because I thought, well, surely everybody knows. But no, he's not, you know, he has a Facebook, but he doesn't use it. And likewise, he has Twitter. But, you know, you follow someone on Twitter, it doesn't mean to say that when you look into Twitter, you're going to see them, does it? Anyway, sorry, blah, blah. This is why I write my stuff out a lot of the time rather than just riffing it. But anyway, yeah, so you say, what's the news then, Bennett? Get to the damn point. All right, so the news is, for some time now, no, rewind, go back further. First of all, you remember Podio books. Okay, some of you are saying yes, some of you are saying no. Okay, well, once upon a time, there used to be this website called Podio Books, and you could, what Podio Books used to do was they were kind of like an online audiobook library, but they were free, and the content that they had and that they distributed as, you know, as free podcast was all done by, you know, people like me and Scott Sigler and JC Hutchins and Phil Rossi and so on and so on. Anyway, yeah, so basically, you know, the unsigned writers, people who didn't have, recording contracts, people who didn't have publishing deals. So, yeah, that's what they did. And it was great for me and for all of us who are on Podio Books, because it meant that we could get, but basically the Podio Books had a large following of its own. So when your book went live on Podio Books, loads of people who just followed Podio Books were automatically exposed to it. So going back to when I wrote One Among the Sleepers and started podcasting that in 2006, I'd already started podcasting it on, you know, in my own podcast feed. And I had, I don't know, a few hundred maybe listeners that I just, you know, randomly accrued. And indeed accrued through getting a couple of promos out there on people like Seth Harwood's podcast, but that was kind of it. But when I put the podcast onto Podio Books as well, my listenership shot up because all these people who would otherwise not have found me, so that was great. And you know, things just kind of got better. After that, I released everything that I put out in my own podcast feed on Podio Books also. So I had two feeds. Well, no, that's not quite correct. I had one feed, but Podio Books had, you know, numerous of my books in numerous feeds. So that was great. You know, that kind of instant audience that you would get with Podio Books who would just check out the new release regularly meant that the podcasts were quite high in the iTunes literature chart. And you know, you'd see yourself at number 5 in the US or higher. But often my stuff was in the top 10. It was really brilliant. And, you know, loads of people used to check out the iTunes lit charts and they would all find you. And so my audience grew. That was nice. That was very, very nice. But of course, as time goes by and podcasting becomes more and more popular, that side of things began to diminish. You know, the iTunes literature chart became swamped with people talking about books, and they chose to categorize their podcast as literature. And then you get things like the BBC and, you know, all these other things like, I don't know, America Online or whatever. I can't think of any of them right now. But basically, you get these kind of corporations and big companies pushing the independent podcast producers like me off the charts and out of sight. And I think slowly, gradually, Podiobook's sort of success started to wane. Its kind of audience started to decrease. Certainly, I think also with the rise of Audible, as Audible became more and more popular, so free audiobooks, you know, on Podiobooks became less desirable. And then a few years ago, must have been about 5 years ago, Ivo Terra of Podiobooks basically sort of did a deal with this company called Scribble. And I can't remember the fine details of it, but basically Podiobooks and Scribble kind of amalgamated and became a new company. So my podcasts then became Scribble Podcasts. And that continued. You know, I still had free podcast hosting, so that was great. And they put ads on my podcast, which you may have heard. And they also, you know, put their ID on my podcast artwork. I just accepted these things as a kind of, you know, that's a price you pay for the free hosting. It didn't bother me, really. I don't know if it bothered you, but it didn't bother me. And so recently, very recently, I decided that I wanted to take back control of Underwood and Flinch, completely, all of it. All the Underwood and Flinch podcasts on the internet would be exclusively under my control, and it would be in my feeds. This is because if the TV show gets made, and it's looking like it may well get made at some stage, then there will be, you know, it will be announced in things like The Hollywood Reporter and whatnot and Deadline. And subsequently, there will be lots of subsequent tweets from blogs like Bloody Disgusting and The Nerdist and whatnot. And all this stuff is going to, fingers crossed, drive traffic to my podcast. So if and when that happens, it was important to me to correct one of the problems that exists with the books over at Scribble, and that is that they are Underwood and Flinch one book, Blood and Smoke another book, and if I were to release Underground there, which I had no intention of doing anyway, but if I were to, then that would also be a book on its own. And what I've noticed has been happening is that people get to the end of Underwood and Flinch, and because it ends so finally, they think it's over and they go away. Just looking at the stats over there at Scribble, you could see that the stats for Underwood and Flinch were very high. The stats for Blood and Smoke were nowhere near as high. And that, of course, has a knock-on effect, you know, because those people then most definitely do not, the majority of people who listen to Underwood and Flinch do not ever come to Patreon because they don't know the story is continued. So what I wanted to do, and still want to do, was put all the podcasts in one place. So you'd listen to Underwood and Flinch, and then you'd go straight on into Blood and Smoke. And then if I choose to start podcasting Underground, then you would find that there too. Indeed, I could start podcasting Underground regularly, because it's complete now, and there's 60 episodes. And if I put out one a month, that would drive people mental. But maybe one every 2 weeks, I don't know. But anyway, that would be good, you know, because I'd have the audience all in one place, and people might think, oh Christ, I can't wait a whole month for the next episode. I'll go to Patreon. Or who knows, maybe I'll have it on Audible by then, and they'll go to Audible and buy the whole thing and just get it over with in one hit. And also, after the announcement from the TV companies that they're making it, and the blog posts, and the spike in listeners, I would be able to put advertising on the podcasts, which I can't do at present. I can't put adverts on the podcasts in Scribble's feeds because they're Scribbles. And I can't put podcasts and I can't put advertising on the podcasts in my own personal feed because my stats are nowhere near high enough. But, you know, put all the Scribble podcasts into my feed, make one big Underwood and Flinch feed, along with things like One Among the Sleepless, etc., etc., then yeah, after the announcement, I think it's reasonable to assume that I might get enough subscribers to warrant advertising. And that would be fabulous because it would mean for the first time since 2006, I would be making money on my podcasts. Probably not an awful lot of money, but still, I'd be making something. And that for me was an opportunity that I really didn't feel I could afford to miss. So I wanted to get all my podcasts back from Scribble and it just gradually work towards this. However, without going into reasons why, the dialogue with Scribble didn't go quite as well as I had hoped, and it ended with me becoming quite annoyed, and consequently I felt that I no longer wanted to keep my podcasts with them at all. So I pulled them all. You know, I pulled them all, right? You know, no debate, no discussion. I want them all deleted and that's it. So that happened, and it happened abruptly. And so all my podcasts, with the exception of my own personal podcast feed, went offline last week. And in one way, I was very pleased because it meant that the Scribble situation was behind me once and for all, and I was now the sole proprietor of my content. So that made me feel very good and I was very happy, but I was also very sad and frustrated for all the people who had been cut off in mid-listen. So it became a priority with me, and is a priority with me, to get these podcasts, all of them, back online as soon as possible. And I've been working on this for days now, and I'm getting there, you know? I mean, I've been trying to direct Underwood and Flinch and Blood and Smoke listeners to my personal podcast feed, because that's still got the original Underwood and Flinch podcast in it, which I podcast back from 2006 to 2012, and it's got things like Planet UNF, and it's got lots of old chit-chat on it and things like that. So most people don't find Underwood and Flinch there, but it is there. So they can listen to it there. Same with Blood and Smoke. But what I want to do now is kind of repost from Night Crossing onwards the whole Underwood and Flinch saga up to the end of Blood and Smoke. Then I'm going to post One Among the Sleepless, and then I'm going to post Hall of Mirrors, and then I'm going to chuck in the Lovecraft and all the other classic reads. Basically, what I'm going to be doing is making an all-in-one feed for my content. So where am I now, you cry, in this process? I'm cutting off Scribble ads, first of all, but I'm also changing like really, really out of date information, you know, in the bumpers that sort of talks about, oh, you know, do you have a MySpace page? I've got a MySpace page. And hey, you know, follow me on what was it called? Was it Google Plus, the old Google social network that was supposed to be a big deal but never was because it sucked? There's just lots of old, out-of-date information on there, so I want to cut all that off. And so I'm cutting it all off, and I'm re-recording some new stuff, aware as I do that contemporary information like yada yada Spotify could in years to come be completely obsolete as well. But nevertheless, that's what I'm doing. I'm making kind of a 2021 version of Underwood and Flinch, Blood and Smoke, etc., etc. Basically, I'm converting everything from 2006, 2007, 2008 spec into a 2021 spec. And when I'm done, I'm going to chuck them back up onto the internet. The Vault of Lovecraft is going to get its own feed, as well as being in my feed. As I say, I want everything in one feed for people who can't be asked to chop and change. But otherwise, everything, like Underwood and Flinch and everything else will be in the one feed. And I've changed the name of my podcast feed from Mike Bennett Podcasts, which of course is enticing to nobody because I'm a completely unknown individual, to Underwood and Flinch and Other Stories, or something similar. I can't remember what it is right now. But, you know, I've got Underwood and Flinch in the title. So if there is an announcement about a TV series, and please God there will be, then people will sort of find, see, identify, and subscribe to that podcast feed. So that's my news, and that's what I'm doing, and I'm not getting much writing done because I'm spending all my days effing about with old podcasts and trying to get them sorted out and up to date and so on and so forth. Now, I'm not saying to you that I'm not going to get an episode of Underwood and Flinch out this month, because I will at some stage. It's kind of partly written, but not fully written, because this catastrophe just fell upon me and I'm doing my best to remedy it. But yeah, I will get it out there. I won't be able to get any sort of Dracula or anything like that, but you're probably used to that. So, and so that's it, really. That's my news. That went on a bit longer than I expected it to. Hopefully I'll be able to edit it down. What is it at the moment? God, 25, 26 minutes? That's not good. It's only supposed to be a short bulletin. Shut up, Mike. That'll help. All right. I'm going to go. Thanks for listening. And I'll give you a quick summary, all right? So right now, all my podcasts, with the exception of my own personal podcast feed, are not available. But soon, I hope, very soon, they all will be again in my own personal podcast feed. So you only ever need to be subscribed to one feed. I might start podcasting underground to the general public. Not today, not tomorrow, but probably at some time this year, because fingers crossed, please God, touch wood and anything else you can think of, the TV series will be announced in some capacity. Whew. And that's it. I'll leave you there, all right? And because, you know, I've got so much to do. Thank you for listening, and take care. Farewell.